Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This next story is disturbing, and it's not for all ears. In Ohio, authorities have charged a suspect in the rape of a 10-year-old girl. You might remember the child was forced to travel to Indiana to get an abortion because Ohio's strict abortion law prevents the procedure after 6 weeks. She was reportedly at 6 weeks and 3 days. Ohio also doesn't offer an exception for rape or incest. Some Republican lawmakers and anti-abortion advocates question whether her story was real. The Ohio Attorney General, Dave Yost, among them. He's since walked back those comments, though, without an apology. Joining us from Columbus, Ohio, is Joe Ingles, covering this story for Ohio Public Radio and Television Statehouse News Bureau. Joe, a 27-year-old man facing charges, what more do we know?
Well, we know that he has confessed to the police. That's in the court documents. They've taken DNA samples, and it looks like he could face lifetime in prison if he's convicted on this.
Yeah. Well, several high-profile Republican lawmakers, including Representative Jim Jordan, in a tweet that he's taken back, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, all question whether this story happened at all. It has now been confirmed, as you say. Have any of the detractors apologized or addressed why they raised doubts?
Not that I've seen. In fact, when I asked Attorney General Dave Yost if he was felt like he needed to apologize, he said no, because he really didn't accuse the victim of not telling the truth or not being forthright in the story. He was more concerned because he felt like the Star, the paper that published it, the reporter that wrote the story, and the doctor who was quoted in the story, he felt like they were the ones who were at fault. And he had a right to question the validity.
Okay. Well, Yost later said the child might have been able to have the procedure in Ohio. Can you clear that up?
Right. Yeah, okay. Ohio's 6-week abortion ban has a life of a mother exception. It also has this thing that says if it causes long-term impairment of a bodily function. Now, Yost told me, he said, the child might have been able to get the abortion here in Ohio, but he didn't have the medical records, so he wasn't sure. And for some reason, someone must have thought somewhere in the process that this child needed to go to Indiana. We don't know all the particulars of that part of the case yet, so it's really hard to tell if the child could have indeed received the abortion here in Ohio. But the critics of this ban say this just shows how complicated the situation is, because those exceptions can be interpreted differently by different people, and doctors are reluctant to exercise an exemption for fear of being prosecuted.
And Joe, we just have a few seconds, but an analysis of Columbus police reports filed May 9th found 50 reports of rape or sexual abuse involving girls 15 years or younger. In 2020, there were 52 abortions for children 15 or younger in Ohio. This is from the Columbus Dispatch. Just, you got 30 seconds. What are people saying about the lack of a provision for rape or incest in the law?
Well, a lot of people are talking about this. I'm not sure how many minds it's changing, but it is in the court of public opinion now because people are paying attention.
Right, right.
And I think they're seeing this a little differently, but we don't know yet how that will play out.
Ohio Public Radio reporter Joe Ingles there in Columbus. Joe, thank you.
Thank you.